Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, You Don't Have to Be Salesy to Sell. And the one reason I want to talk about this is because it's easy to lose a sale if you come across as being pushy and like all you want is the sale. The idea is to build a relationship first and create an atmosphere where you can get your customer to feel as though it's an equal choice or not that they're being pushed. So if you're trying to dissuade people to do something or buy something, it seems to me you should speak their language, said David Oglesby. You don't have to be salesy to sell. The single most effective way to make more sales to more customers more often is with persuasive sales copy. But for most people, this doesn't come naturally. Robert, age 76, sent me this email. I've been struggling to make some extra money online with my knife sharpening videos. I thank God he led me to your blog. I read your post about the copy formula, tried it out, and made enough money to pay my bills this month. Even though most of my copywriting clients deal in seven-figure sales volumes, that email remains one of my favorites of all time. What worked for Robert will work for you too. But you have to create copy that isn't salesy. First, you must define what you are selling. How does it benefit the customer? Then distill this big idea down to a single clear sentence. Clarifying and articulating your big idea or copy thesis is the crucial step. Definition: a thesis is a proposition to be discussed and proved by maintaining against objections. Nailing the sentence may be hard work and it may take time, but in the end, it should always look similar to this. And put in your audience can solve their problem by using your product because how it solves the problem. In essence, what you are doing is, who is your audience? What is the problem that they have that needs to be solved? And what is your product and how can that product help them solve their problem? For example, any obese person can become lean and fit by following the Free From Fat Forever diet, because it uses your body's built-in fat-burning furnace. Work on your copy thesis until you have a rock-solid big idea expressed in a short, crystal-clear sentence. Then use the following framework to structure your sales message. To sell more, use the pastor who are your customers. And what we're saying is P-A-S-T-O-R, which spells pastor. Most people associate the term pastor with the preacher in a church, but the original meaning of the word pastor was actually to shepherd. The shepherd cures and cares for, feeds and protects the flock. You must adopt the same positive role as you write copy for your prospects and customers. And PASTOR is an acronym that helps you plan the major sections of your copy. In reality, what we're talking about here is how to put out sales copy that entices people to want to buy you without coming across as a salesman. Think about your car salesman and how they sell. Is that how you want to come across? Because for them, it's all about the commission. And if even you think about it, real estate, is the real estate agent really looking out for what you need or the commission that they're going to make? You have to go through and really look at who the people are, how they can look at sales, and how you can identify what traits they have that you can adopt and what traits they have that you literally do not like. So let's talk about the acronyms for PASTOR, since this is something that we want you to understand. The P is for the person, the problem, the pain. Begin by identifying the person you are trying to reach with your message, understanding the problem that you are solving for them and the pain that problem causes. If you are writing about fitness and weight loss, you might begin by describing their current situation this way. You've tried every fat diet that's come along. You started and stopped a dozen different exercise programs, perhaps joined several different gyms, but the truth is you just can't seem to take the weight off or keep it off. Remember, you're not judging their behavior, but rather describing the experience as it currently is. This means you have to understand that their current experience. You have to know your audience and what they are thinking. You must step and speak to the person, expose the problem that you are helping them solve, and make a clear connection to the pain the problem causes. Person, problem, pain. Okay. In my case, what I do is help people build careers for a lifetime. That is building careers and personal success for a lifetime. So in essence, what I would say to someone is this, that if you want to get out of the corporate environment, if you are looking to be your own boss, then what we can do is help you put together a strategy to build success one step at a time until you reach your goals. Or I can also say that what I do is help people take their business from a four-figure to a five-figure income to a six to seven-figure income. So as you can see, what I'm doing is that what's happening is we have a peak of where we see ourselves, what level we believe we are, and there's usually a barrier in our mind that keeps us from going from one level to the next. And what I do is help people recognize what that barrier is and help them get over it so they can get to the next level. So let's look at A. A is for aspirations. The next step is to amplify the consequences of not solving the problem and the aspirations they hold for the future. This is really the key to making sales, and it is probably the most neglected step in the process. What will motivate people to buy your product, invest in your service, or accept your idea is usually not the beautiful outcome framed in a positive light on their own. You must get them to fully experience the consequence of not solving the problem. You must make them aware that the price of indecision. Think about it. If you have certain aspirations and you delay whether or not you're going to work on those aspirations, whether or not you're going to take the time to go from one level to the next. When you look at entertainers that have achieved their goals, remember something. It didn't just come to them overnight. They had to work at it first by maybe taking classes and really practicing what they do. And they had to be their own promoter. People think that just because you see someone that's achieved their goal, they got there just by talent alone, it took twice as much time. You just got to look at what did they do? What time did they spend on it? Many entertainers or even book writers, or what they do is they have people that work for them, but they have to put the time and effort in to give a quality performance or a quality book out there. Because you know what? If I like what you put out the first time, I'm more likely to choose to do it or to go back and purchase from you again. But if you did not put the effort in, if I did not respect that, if I did not put the time in, then why would I expect to achieve what I have wanted for my time? If you, if people forget, why do marriages suffer more? It's not, yes, people do cheat in relationships, but more times than not, it's simply the fact that that partner was more concerned about their careers than their relationship. And they put more time into the careers and they didn't put as much effort into the relationship. So therefore, one or the other suffered. And if you understand that, then you will understand why it is important for you to understand what your aspirations are and the time that you are willing to put into it to make it happen. S stands for story, solution, and system. Once you have described the problem, amplified the consequences of not solving it, and painted the picture of paradise, it's time to share the story of how the problem can be solved. It might be the story of how you yourself finally solved the persistent problem. It might be the story of how you help a client or customer discover the solution of his or her own problem. It just needs to be more than simply a description of the solution. And if you're thinking, but what if there is no story? I would suggest that you haven't looked closely enough. There is always a story to tell. You know, if you looked at someone's career, if you looked at what it took for them to reach that career, that pinnacle in their career, there is a story there. Look at what you've done, whether it be your education, get where you want to be, whether it's been the persistence of pursuing something. And I think this is a good time to tell this story, because I think it just shows how someone can start in an entry-level position and expect to be getting at that level of the upper-level position, and yet not understanding where they're at this time. I've been following a story that came across a couple of weeks ago of someone who actually worked in an entry-level position for Yelp, where they were was in the food processing department, and so they had available to them where they could have meals during the day, and it was an entry-level position, but she was living the lifestyle of someone who was in middle management and upper management, and was not willing to compromise her lifestyle to where she was. So she went on the internet to complain the fact that she wasn't making the kind of money that she wanted to make, that the working conditions weren't what she wanted them to be, or whatever. But she was not willing to compromise along the way. And if you think of generations prior to that, there were people, especially in the baby boomer era, and the Y generation, many of them, when they went out on their own or they were living in a city where they were not close to family, what they did was they would share an apartment until they got to the point where either they were in a relationship, or they got up into the financial position where they could pay for their own apartment. They were willing to compromise, and they were willing to do the things that it takes to use the services available to do ride share if they had to do my thought processes here have gone. But as you can see, what I'm saying is you have to compromise until you're in a financial position to live the lifestyle that you truly want to live. But there is a story, there is a solution, and there is a system to follow to do the things that you really want to do in the long run. So, R is for response. Remember that whatever you're selling, whether it's home study program, a book, a seminar, your consulting services, anything at all, what people are buying is not the stuff, it's the transformation. When people buy P9OX, they do not wake up one morning and say to themselves, I sure hope somebody tries to sell me a bunch of exercise DVDs and a wall chart today. These things, DVDs, charts, etc., are the stuff. What P90X buyers are actually purchasing is that lean, healthy, youthful physique that they desire. The transformation. So, when you are putting together a story, when you are putting together sales copy, remember that what you're selling is the transformation. The delivery method, coaching, online videos, personal consultation, or product in the box, is merely the vehicle. Don't get the vehicle confused with the destination. It's also important that you offer testimony, real-life stories of people who have successfully made the transformation that you are providing. Study the most successful info commercials, and you'll discover that they consist of about 70% testimonials. Provide them with proof. O stands for offer. Now, describe exactly what you're offering. Make certain that your focus, 80% of your copy, on the transformation itself. You do have to talk about the deliverables, the class schedule, the DVDs, but they should only occupy about 20% of the copy section. Just remember that as you describe the deliverables in the offer section, you must keep trying them back to the, excuse me, you must keep tying them back to the transformation and the benefits your buyers will receive. So instead of simply writing that the buyer will receive 8 DVDs, each containing a 45-minute workout session, you might instead write that they will receive 8 DVDs that each contain a body sculpting, fat burning, transformational workout that will help you craft the lean, muscular body that you really want. The T is the transformation and testimony. This is one of the areas where copy tends to be the weakest. The response request. Ask the customer to buy. Don't be timid. Tell the customer exactly what to do in order to get your product. I often write copy similar to this. Click the button below, fill out the order form, and we will immediately ship you the entire package to you. It will contain everything you need to start and get started. If you truly believe that you have a solution that will solve a problem for the people, why on earth would you be as direct as possible? In fact, aren't you doing them a disservice by not making the strongest case? If you apply the principles of being a shepherd to your readers and you follow the sequence of the PASTOR or pastor formula, my prediction is that you'll experience more sales, more profits, and happier customers more often. So, as you can see, what we've been talking about is ways to sell in a way that will help you build a business, that will help you get to the point where you can help someone reach their goals. And what I want to do is talk a little bit about sales and how to sell. Because for so many people, they just don't realize that selling is an art. And what you want to do is sell something that can help you reach your goals. And what I want to talk a little bit about is behavioral selling skills, because you know what, when you, and especially on sales, on selling online, because when you sell online, you know what you're doing is more and more people today buy online. So you want to look for ways to look at treating people in a way that will help you increase your sales over time. So, think about how you sell. Think about what are the ways that you can sell that can help you reach those goals. And one of the most effective ways to sell online is to take advantage of the behavioral psychology. In other words, being aware of what subconsciously triggers specific actions that can significantly boost the performance of any marketing campaign. While the general idea of behavioral psychology applies to both online and offline, the implementation offers or changes dramatically. Here are 8 ways to leverage psychology to sell more online with examples that you could implement in its entirety. So let's look at it this way. First, you want to optimize the call to action. It has a huge impact on the conversion rate. An effective behavioral psychology strategy to increase clicks on the call to the action, to use visual elements that make it stand out. This can be mainly done by using 3 techniques. Use vivid colors. Using yellow or red button will stand out more than any other darker color. When people land on your website, you will be naturally drawn to look at the bright color and understand that 3 seconds or less they will be is what it takes for them to realize what they are going to do. In the example above, the red button has several advantages compared to the black one. Red creates a more aggressive color contrast to the background of the page and therefore stands out more. Red increases the heart rate and therefore it is more likely to trigger the need to take action. Red is the on-sale color, and therefore it is associated with getting a good deal. Black is typically associated with luxury and high prices. Think of Dior and Armani, for instance. And while it communicates power and suppleness, neither of these things increase the amount of clicks. If your goal is to generate as many clicks as possible, a vivid color to the call action button is your right choice. And testing different color shades, of course, is a must. Instead of simply letting the call to action button sit there, point to it. According to the behavioral psychologist, it is more intuitive to click on a button if one is clearly supposed to. By placing something close to the button, the button itself subconsciously perceived as a less isolated, meaning it is not such a stretch to actually go ahead and click it. What I would like to do is, if you want to know more about what and how to make something sell, you can reach me at onepersonalcareercoach.com. And what we do is help people build careers and personal success for a lifetime. Whether it be in starting your own business, selling your own product, or working with an affiliate, because affiliate marketing with a product that you are already using, that you are already referring your friends to, why not earn commission? Because no other opportunity is going to give you a source of income, and you need to create multiple streams of income in today's workplace.